Midplains committed to College Board of Governors meeting for the month of May took place last night. Let's get our little recap. Midplains committed to College President Ryan Purdy on the phone. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good, Rich. How are you
doing? Doing good, sir. Doing good. Can you believe it? Another school year. I know you have summer school, stuff like that, getting started, but another school year in the books for both McCook and North Platte.
Yeah, it went quick, didn't it? Seems like it was Christmas time about yesterday, but no, it's flown, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow, it's been 2 weeks since we had commencement.
I know it. It'll go fast, but I know the summer at both campuses is really busy, isn't it?
It always is busy, so yeah, you just turn the page and keep on rolling, so... it does give, you know, getting the most of the students off campus gives facilities a little bit of a reprieve so they can get in and get things really deep cleaned, and especially housing, get that reset so students can come back in the fall. So for some, it's a little bit of a lull, and some, it really ramps up and it's hard. So we're just excited that we got those students graduated and off to their summer breaks, and half of them hopefully will be on back in the fall.
That's right. That's right. You had your May meeting at your MPCC Ogallala campus yesterday.
We did. So, you know, we usually do them in June, but the last couple of years, with all the celebrations and stuff that are going on and people's vacations, the board said, hey, let's just take month of June off. And so last year we did that. We moved the community campus board meeting to November, and there was a couple of board members saying, you know, chance of weather, and it's like, we live in Nebraska, you never know what the weather's going to do, but just to be better, let's move to May. So we decided to move May from North Platte to our community campus in Ogallala, so it was a good meeting.
Start first, you had a few consent items, I don't think anything much there, but then you had a few action items required by law as well, didn't you?
We did. So, yeah, obviously we had approved the bills in November, April, so we did that, about $1.4 million, which is about pretty close to average. It's a little bit higher in some spots just because of the construction project in North Platte Health and Science Center expansion, but everything else is on par. Budget looks good, so that was approved. The board did approve the business program review to send on to the coordinating commission. So this one just really looks at, you know, looks at faculty, how many you have, looks at number of student credit hours that come through, the number of certificates, diplomas, and degrees that you award each year. And so they're looking for thresholds of 275 student credit hours per faculty FTE. We're over 300, so that's good. We had 41 awards last year in business, so that's good. So it's a much needed program, very important program. It's mission specific, and so the board did approve supporting that on the coordinating commission, and there shouldn't be any issues continuing that. So got that piece out of the way. One of the big exciting ones is the next item that's on there is the hiring of another full-time CDL instructor. We hired one back last spring, and that program has really taken off with our enrollments. And so the board did decide to expand it. Josh Young and Tim Zender there, McCook, and Will Cleveland have been our CDL instructors this past year. And so looking to expand it to another full-time. Our plan, and they're already working on it, is to take the classroom portion, DL online, and you know, obviously in class, and move it to all of our campuses. And then obviously where we can have a driver training course, that we can do that training piece as well. Kelly Cole is our diesel instructor. He's the state's tester. So once they get through all that, they can go right to DMV and get their endorsement on their license. And so it's nice to be able to provide that to the residents of our area. And I know that Tim's working on a class right now in McCook. And so we're just excited to be able to expand that. Obviously, truck driving in our neck of the woods, whether it's ag or over the road or, you know, with sustainable beef and some of the other big projects that are coming in, are very much needed. But there's a lot of need for drivers. And so if we can help accommodate that need, we're going to do our best.
And then last but not least, the board approved the premium for the 23-24 fiscal year, Nebraska Community College Insurance Trust.
Did cost of doing business. I don't like the increases we've seen in insurance, you know, every sector of insurance the last 4 or 5 years, but we were the second lowest. I think this premium has increased of about 7-8%, and so I think that the total package this year was up about 25%, but Southeast, Northeast, and Metro took the biggest brunt of that. So this is a shared premium amongst all the colleges in the state, all community colleges, and the premium is divided based on your previous claims, and then how, you know, your exposure, you know, what is the value of all your property, your payrolls, all those types of things. And so we get about 6% of that total premium, and that's about on par with the percentage of students we have statewide. So cost of doing business, we didn't like the increase, but there's not much of an alternative to it. So the board did agree to pay that premium.
And then cabinet reports, anything there?
You know, the big one, and it's really, from my standpoint, is LB 243. It's on the legislative agenda for today, day 85, I think it is, so we're getting to the wire there as well. but LB 243, what that does is it moves our general fund, property tax funding, to the state as far as a community college funding future fund is what they call it. So we will have one more year here this fall. We will set our levy like we have for the last 40 years, doing a general fund and a capital fund tax levy. We're about 5.8 based on what we're seeing in valuations. It's probably going to move to about 5.5, 5.6 in the fall, but it is eligible for 100% property tax credit through the income tax side of the house for the next year. So that is part of LB 243, and then the following year we'll continue to live in a 2-cent capital, but all of the general fund dollars will be moved to that future fund and paid for by the state. The 2 cents will still be eligible for that 100% income tax credit as well. So good news for the college. I mean, we worked very hard with Governor Pillen and the Revenue Committee on the amendments to make it where it was beneficial to both us and then obviously the taxpayer, where the taxpayer doesn't have to front the bill at the front end and then have to wait a year before they can get that tax credit. So they won't have to pay it on the front end. They'll continue to pay the 2 cent levy, but it will be 100% tax credit. So we thought it was a win-win, great cooperation between the Revenue Committee and the governor and the community colleges to make it a bill that we could support. So that was really the big part of the reports.
Closed session after that to discuss some personnel and then brought back as an action item as well. Is that right?
They did. So, yep. So we approved the faculty negotiations back earlier this spring. And so the board did approve a 4.25% total compensation increase for the faculty. And so the board did extend that same percent increase total compensation to our non-negotiated staff as well. So that includes all our part-time, our full-time administration, and our full-time classified staff groups.
And then another board session in the books once again. And again, the June board meeting canceled. You'll come back next one July 19th right here in McCook, won't you?
It is, and it's going to be an exciting day. So, Daniel, why don't you steal the thunder?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So Mid Plains Community College will host a brick-breaking ceremony for East Campus on July 19th at 4 p.m. at the site of the Old Elks Building in McCook. The event is free and open to the public, so help us kick off this new and exciting opportunity for McCook Community College.
Wow, that's going to be a big day, guys. No question. Kind of a long time coming, huh?
Yeah, it has been. It's a great project, and you know, if anybody, I don't know if the plans are on the website or not, but the rendering, it's gonna be beautiful. So great guts in that building. The structure is fantastic, and it's gonna be a great facility.
Hey Daniel, anything on the it might be early yet. Mid Plains Community College raffle card. That's always a big summer event. Makes the rounds from a lot of different places. Anything yet on that?
Yeah, so more information is coming. We are doing a 1972 Le Mans Sport. It is painted lightning blue, so it's a beautiful color. It's a beautiful car, so we can't start selling tickets or doing any of the special stuff until early June, but that is the raffle car for this year. It's the 1972 Le Mans Sport. So we're excited about the opportunity. Our students in the automotive and auto body programs did a wonderful job, and we're excited to raffle that vehicle off this year.
I know Daniel sent me the rosters. I know North Platte Community College hosting those All-Star Games, Daniel, here in a couple of weeks. A lot of kids from the listening area, Western Nebraska, involved with those two games coming up here in a few weeks.
You know, it's always a great opportunity for high school students to be able to play kind of one more game at the high school level, whether they're going on to play that sport at the next level or not. So an opportunity to see local talent, play against some of their teammates based on how the selections turned out, but it's always a wonderful opportunity to play that one more high school game, and the All-Star tournaments and games that we have in the area are just wonderful opportunities.
In fact, that is not a couple of weeks. That is coming up on a week from Friday, June 2nd, so it's coming up right around the corner.
It's just right around the corner here in North Platte.
You bet. I know McCook Community College will then host a Wild West All-Star Volleyball game coming up in June as well. Always looking forward to that. Guys, thank you very much. Great recap. Summer is off and running. And, again, summer classes. Ryan, when do they start up? Pretty soon?
I think they've already started.
Yeah, they're already up and running. So summer classes are already kind of going. But there's always opportunities for you to transform your future with Mid Plains Community College. So if you don't get into these summer courses, we'll get you set up for some fall classes if you need them, and that way you can have the ability to find the career that's best for you.
Yeah, Rich, we don't take a break, so they graduate on Friday, and usually classes start on Monday right away.
That's right. It goes right into the next round right away, doesn't it?
It really does. Yep.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for the recap. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend coming up. We'll talk to you guys coming up down the line.
Thank you, Rich.
That's good.